You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Yo no soy marinero. That means I'm not a sailor. I'm the captain. That's what that means. That's translating Richie Valencourt. Joining me, a native of the great state of Texas, is Michael Musselman. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Matt?
Nothing. We were just talking about Valentine's Day here on the program.
Yeah. Expressing your pagan beliefs, I see.
Yeah,
Scott, being a sucker of the consumer market.
What are you talking about? We're talking about the ritual of Saint Valentine.
The ritual of rich people getting richer and suckers becoming bigger suckers.
What are you talking about? You're a sucker because you participate in Valentine's Day? Come on, it's a romantic holiday that people enjoy all over the world.
You're a loser.
Oh,
if you give it Valentine's Day every year, and that's the one day that you express your love and your devotion for the person that's in your life.
Who said that?
Me.
You do something special. It's the day you're supposed to do something special. You should express your love and affection every day, yes?
Okay, why not do something special every other day or every day? Why not, when she gets up, give her a hug and a kiss, tell her you love her? Why not slip her a note in her lunch or something, so when she opens it up at work and you see a little note there, it says, love you, thinking about you, have a great day. Put a smile on her face.
Well,
why do you have to have a day? You know why you have to have a day? Because people like Hallmark, it's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah?
You're a consumer sucker. you're a sucker, maybe with gum in the middle, maybe with just kind of a fizzle pop or whatever, but you're still a sucker.
So what do you tell me? So should I, so what you say is I need to do that. If you're in love with her, then you should be true to that and you should express that on a regular basis so she knows.
Yeah. Then Valentine's Day doesn't mean anything. It's just another day.
It's a day when people who don't show that appreciation show it.
Yeah. And if you're with somebody, or you're dating somebody that looks at Valentine's Day as if you don't get them something, then men feel up. Then it's you're better off without her. She's got issues.
All right. I didn't need you to turn this into a negative Valentine's Day. Here, all these guys are going to take their wives out for dinner, and now you're
take her to dinner tonight. Make your breakfast tomorrow morning. Do something that she's not expecting. That's what they like, when they don't expect it. It's expected on Valentine's Day. That's the problem with I have Valentine's Day. It's an expectation that you have to live up to. So men all over the world are suckers and go buy diamonds, jewelry, whatever it is, to show devotion. Take that leash out, guys. Be free. And if you start doing it periodically, then they don't expect it on that certain day.
Well, they don't need it. They don't need that affirmation, right?
Because you're giving it to them constantly.
Interesting. All right, let me read you an email about I got two new emails, one about Afghanistan, one about Valentine's Day. What do we have to gain with our continued presence? in Afghanistan. Killing bin Laden and destroying most of al-Qaeda seemed to be the original mission that somehow evolved into nation building and trying to reform the country. I know some smart people counseled Obama against leaving after bin Laden was found. What are we after? With the restructuring of the CIA/FBI/DIA/NSA stuff, I'm pretty damn confident that we don't need to fear Afghanistan as a terrorist Disneyland. We chase the bad guys around, we kill a few of them, and they kill a few of us with IDs, and nothing seems to change. What the fuck? Question mark. That shithole is not worth one more KIA WIA.
Yeah, I agree. The strategy should be whack-a-mole. When they rear their little ugly head, we snip it right off. Send a message. Hey, joining this organization is hazardous to your health.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I would not have expanded the ground war. Okay, but
no, I wouldn't have either.
But once you have, right, they've committed to it, and I know we can have a debate about that. We've committed to it, we leave, Taliban take over the country, I think we all would say yes. Should we just say, okay, let them have it? Just know this, that if you even look our way and we think it's a menacing look, we will level something here. Okay?
You can have a crucial address to you. And it's gonna be express delivery.
Yeah.
No required signing.
Yeah,
you can leave it at the doorstep.
You won't need this. You won't need to sign for this. You won't need to sign for this.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm. I have mixed feelings about Afghanistan. You know?
I do too. We have everything to lose back up in the game.
No, I do think we have something to gain, but the question has always been, and I think Zinni said it right, and that was, you know, you go in there and you destroy al-Qaeda, you kill bin Laden, and you send everybody in, right? Which we didn't do. Right, and which allowed him to escape, blah, 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 blah. And then once you do that, you just put them on notice. We're watching. If we don't like it.
We have nothing to gain because we can't change the way of thinking.
Yeah, but this is in 2002, right? 2002, 2003.
We can't change their social dynamic.
I know. No,
you know what? And I wake up and I want to be a Westerner. This is great.
Well, Mike, let me ask you. The Secretary of Defense got asked this question by this senator who went on for I don't know how many minutes about molestation in Afghanistan of young boys and that American troops don't know what to do. He asked the Secretary. He asked the Secretary of Defense, like, how can this be? You know, wah 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 wah. I mean, Mike, how many times, tell everybody about what Chai Boys are and the number of times that you watched or were around when those kids came out and danced.
You can't affect the social dynamic. You can't. It's the same thing like in 2003 when we did the assault into Iraq and then afterwards they were looting. What are we supposed to do? We're not police officers. We're not trained to do that stuff.
So,
not there as counselors. We're not there as child protective services. They look at it in a whole different view. It's acceptable.
Yeah, it's acceptable. Tell everybody, Mike, just explain to everybody what a Chai Boy is.
They have some young boy that's there for their entertainment. And you can imagine what that means. He's not there to tell jokes or anything. They use them as, you know, whatever they want.
And made up like a woman, right?
I've never seen that, but more feminine qualities, yeah.
Right. and they'll dance on occasion when required. And as a joke, I don't even tell the story.
The whole debauchery of it is just sickening.
You're right. But again, it's their culture, and Secretary Mattis's answer was
right.
Senator. It was in the House Armed Services Committee, so it was Mr. Congressman. We don't go there as conquerors, right? We go there as liberators. It's their country. It's their custom. It's their law, and we to
we
a
don't
certain
make rules.
Yeah,
we don't.
We're a certain extent bystanders. I mean, to include, we could have no involvement in poppy eradication or anything like that when we were in Afghanistan. If they were whacking poppy bulbs in a field, we couldn't even, if we even got involved in providing security for them, somebody would cast a jaundiced eye towards that. So, the cultural thing is pretty, and let me just tell you, I mean, I don't know where this Arab strong guy kind of thing comes from, because they like, you know, they like boys. They like men, you know, men for pleasure, women for procreation. What?
Right.
Yeah. You hear that. You're like, what? Yeah. You're like, holy smokes. And then you'll read these stories where, what was the one in Saudi Arabia where they saw a woman out driving with somebody who wasn't a relative, they stopped the vehicle and they raped both of them. Like, what just happened? So, yeah.
Well, again, we're using our lenses to look through them and at them and cast and make these determinations on them. We're not the same society.
Right. Right, and then a senator hears that, and it's like, I don't know what the point in his 5 minutes of questioning that he was trying to make.
He's pontificating.
Right,
yeah,
right,
that's an idiot.
Right. Here's a Valentine's Day one. So what does the gunner do on Valentine's Day? So what do you do? Is Valentine's Day just another day, or do you do anything special? Do you go out to dinner? Do you celebrate?
No, why? It's another day. It's another day. I mean, like I said, right now I'm in Fort Worth. I had some stuff to pick up, so I'm going to, I called the wife and we're going to have lunch. Just another day.
Just another day.
Quit being consumer suckers. Why is it a billion dollar industry? Because you're giving them the money.
Buy
a card. Shit, just make up this, write your own scene and give it to you on paper.
Yeah, you know what? That's what my younger sister. My younger sister started doing that for me when we were kids. And I have cards that she made me when I was like 17 and 18 with her stupid little writing and stuff on it. And we still do that. I have them on my, making cards, birthdays, in particular, Father's Day, Mother's Day, with stupid pictures, your handwriting is always the best. And your stupid little sayings that you put on there, because there's nothing more personal than that. There's nothing more personal. I used to get these cards. I used to get these cards from my dad. He'd go buy some Hallmark card, right? And then at the bottom, he'd write, "This about says it all, Dad." And I would look at it and go, awesome.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. This is what you were thinking when you went out there? No, you went through some cards, and then whatever they had, you picked up on that was best suited to you. You didn't say it. Someone else said it. You're just endorsing it.
I'm with you. The more personal you make it, certainly the better it is. And again, for those of you who do celebrate Valentine's Day, Mike's advice is sage advice. However, I would just tell you that, It's about right effort and thought. Just going to dinner or
right.
something like that. If that's all you got going on, you're probably underperforming on that day. And so good luck to you. But it's about effort. So if you don't put in any effort into it, then you're probably going to hear about that at some time in the future. So really, it's a self-preservation thing on Valentine's Day, because there's not women, you know, it's not women don't ask like, well, what are you getting him for Valentine's Day? The first question they ask is, what did he do on Valentine's Day? It's not a, in this world of sexual egalitarianism, that door doesn't swing both ways. There isn't the same requirement there. So, but you can't, hey, there's nothing you can do about it. Good God. Does he have an ED issue? Debbie Downer. I miss the days of bear dogs and giant bats. Whoa, Mike, what's going on?
Maybe it's upset because I'm right.
All right, so let's see. Another email. Hey, Mac. Gunner's a foodie. If he were to give us a recommendation, if we were going to make something on Valentine's Day, what would he recommend?
Yeah.
If you were going to give advice, what kind of advice would you give?
Okay.
If guys are going to make dinner, give us a meal to make.
Well, here it is, ready? Make her something she likes.
Okay, so that's it? That's all the advice you got?
Well, I mean, if she's a vegan, don't make her a damn steak. You know? Just make her something that she likes, something again that's unexpected. Make her the first meal that you guys went out to dinner with. And it's just a McDonald's, then take her to damn McDonald's.
See?
You know, she'd get a kick out of it.
See the thought that he's actually linking it to something that's thoughtful. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you can remember the first meal that you guys ever had, you shared together on your first date, then bring that to the table. Man,
whoa.
That sends a message.
Whoa. That's big time too. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Any other advice?
And again, yeah, the advice I give is the same. Is just stop giving in to the consumer market, what's expected of you. Step outside. This is crazy.
All right. All right, next question. You going to do any shooting over the weekend?
Yes, we're actually shooting tomorrow. Taking the life out, we're going to do some shooting with a pistol.
All right. What? Which pistol? The 19X or what?
No, that's mine. We're going to shoot hers. So she's got a 9mm Smith & Wesson.
9mm Smith & Wesson. Where are you going to go shoot?
Pirate's Den, indoor shooting. So prior to the class, because the class is next Saturday, and my wife is taking.
Hey, I have a question for you. We've never really talked about this, but what makes it a good indoor range?
Well, I mean, there's no bad indoor range. You want to have moving targets that you control. You know, you can actually manipulate and move down the ranges. And then it's a good, easy, fun time. You can, you know, do what you need to do and get out of it.
All right, but there's no things that you would say. Hey, look, if you're shopping indoor ranges, obviously the more stuff the better. But what's the minimum that you think ought to be in there? And that is simply moving targets.
Moving targets. The booths are separated by some separation, so
partition.
you're not partition, so you're not, you know, being disrupted by someone next to you.
Okay, we didn't talk about this yesterday. I forgot. But how do you feel about the parade?
What parade?
The parade the president wants.
The what?
The parade the president wants to have.
He wants to I don't know what you're talking about.
He wants to have a,
I've been watching this.
He wants to have a. He went to France a year ago for Bastille Day on July 14th, I think it is. And they had this big ass parade, and he wants to have one. What do you think?
Sure. You can never have enough parades. Parades are fun.
You know, you and I have the exact same mindset about parades. I always had fun at parades. I don't care if it was battalion change of commands. You're out there and you're busting balls and laughing, right? Sometimes it's a pain in the ass if it's really hot, but in the military, we have units. Their job is to parade, okay? And a lot of them are in D.C., so it's not like we've got to invent this shit. And then you got units around D.C., like LAR Company up at, what, Fort Detrick, Mike? Is that where 4th LAR has a company?
Yeah, Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Yeah, those guys roll down. Oh, guess what? It's a drill weekend, boys. You're even going to get paid for it. Let's go. And so, I mean, it's not. I mean, everybody's like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. First of all, throw a big deal, get corporate sponsors for it, so it's not going to cost the federal government or the DOD anything, and make it a tribute. And that's why I think it should be done on Armed Forces Day weekend, not July 4th. July 4th is we're doing something different. Armed Forces weekend, have a parade for the Armed Forces and have a whole bunch of thing that honors them and makes them feel special and that are cool. And I'll tell you what, if you've never seen a parade when the nation rolls out its pageantry, you know. Have you ever seen one of those big parades, Mike? Were you in the one in D.C. in 2000?
No.
After Desert Storm.
The only parade the one in Desert Storm, the only one I was at there was the one in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
That was a July 4th parade in downtown Philly.
I was teaching it in down in Quantico at the time, and I'll tell you what, I mean, it was an awesome parade. They brought, Mike, if you can imagine this, coming down Constitution Avenue from curb to curb, there's Marine Corps battle colors, battalion, regiment, and whatever else they put together, right? MLGs, all that kind of stuff. To have colors go from curb to curb, right? And you're walking and you're seeing, you know, other branches of the service, and it looks like this rolling sea. And then all of a sudden you can see these Marine colors come into view, and you watch them go all up and down at the same time. And you're like, here they come. And it was, and you have, you know, you have the guys from 8th and I, you have the old guard guys, you have the Navy and Air Force version of that. Coast Guard's got a version of that. You have their bands, okay? You have the old Corps or the old guard has those guys in the Revolutionary War hats that do the drum and fife thing, Mike. I mean, there's all kinds of cool shit that you can do, you know, and so, but again, as long as Donald Trump recommends it, you know, the world is falling. Oh, he wants to be Kim in North Korea. He wants to be Putin. Well, no, you know, a lot of countries have it, and they celebrate their military. And so, I love parades. I loved going to them when I was a kid, and I didn't mind marching in them, even in change of commands. I always had a pretty good time. So, I just wondered what your feeling was about it. So, did you grow up going to parades? Did your dad, was that a big deal in Eden Prairie or not?
No, we didn't do, there wasn't a lot of parades growing up. I mean, every now and then. I did a parade one time in Lake Tahoe while I was Grand Marshal. When I was a recruiter.
You were the
they loved me, yeah. They loved me.
So wait a minute, you're recruiting out of Sacramento?
I was recruiting out of Auburn, but Lake Tahoe was one of my areas. So the mayor of Lake Tahoe and I were friends, of course. And they invited me to be the grand marshal of the parade.
That's
so I was in there in my blues, in the vehicle, driving through the parade, waving at everybody. I'm a connected guy, man.
Trust me, man. I have no problem picturing that in my head. Are you wave? You doing the Queen's wave? I was a grand marshal of a St. Patrick's Day parade. That's as close as I've come. And I put on kind of a St. Patrick's Day outfit.
Tina's in the truck with me right now. I just picked her up at the office.
Hey, Tina! Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks.
That's it?
It's just another day in paradise.
Whoa! Well, that's what he told us, that every day for you is Valentine's Day, so he doesn't buy this capitalistic nonsense. So, is that true? Is every day Valentine's Day for you?
Most days. Some days are, like, not Valentine's Day, but I'd have to say most of the time, he does some nice things for me, and... You know, we don't give each other gifts or anything on Valentine's Day.
You try to do it the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Wow. I've got to
go out to dinner, go to movies. Like I said, put notes in her lunch.
I'm a very low maintenance girl. You have to remember that.
Well, I'm getting text messages. Wow, Gunner, his wife must be so happy.
Well, that was from earlier.
Yeah. All right. So where are you guys going for lunch today?
We're going to Zoe's.
Zoe's. What is Zoe's a good place? What do they make there?
Greek. It's like a Greek place.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Tina, how do you like your job? How long you've been in, about a year?
Yep, 10 months.
How do you like it?
Yeah. For the most part, I like it. I'm starting to take on a whole new process of immigration. So, I began handling all of our employees during the immigration process, and it's a handful.
Well, we probably should have you on the program sometime and talk about it.
No, that's okay. I don't like talking on the program. Can you tell?
No, you're doing it right now. Okay, next question for you. We understand that you got a new bed, okay? Are you, give us your evaluation. Do you like having separate mattresses? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a great thing. Seriously, because he needs to sleep up higher, and I need to sleep lower, and so now I can sleep, and he can sleep, and he doesn't snore as much. And we never snuggled in bed anyways because I get way too hot. So I kick him away. So it's perfect.
He said that.
Either it was that or we were sleeping in separate rooms because we couldn't sleep together.
Because of the snoring?
So it's great.
No, because of the position.
Yeah,
I need to sleep with an upward angle a little bit, you know? My head's got to be a little bit higher.
Wait, what? Wait, is that sleep apnea or snoring?
No, it's just the way I sleep.
Well, he had a sleep test done the other night, so we don't have any results yet. We'll let you know.
He flunked the sleep test, though. He didn't sleep. That kid, so don't you have to retake it?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know if they're
gonna... Is that why they let him go home early?
Yes, did he tell you? Sorry to out you there, Gunner, but it's happening. Yeah, but he flunked it. He didn't go to sleep. He's acting like a kook all night. And they said, get out of here, man. Where's the camera?
No, they didn't.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see him yesterday.
Room 7, you can go home now.
Yeah, I told him I had to be back by 7, I had to be out of by 7 because I had the Botox shot. So.
Hold on. Here's an email. Hey, Mac, tell Gunner that you can do those sleep studies in your home. There's sensors they can hook up to you, and there's portable cameras they can use. He doesn't need to go to an inpatient facility to do a sleep study, and they're more accurate when you do them in your own home, other than the dumbass devices they have to hook up to you. But even with those, you're more apt to get a decent night's sleep than to do what he did, which is go sleep in a strange room, try to fall asleep, and act like everything's normal when it's not.
I agree with that.
Go ahead.
That's what they required, so that's what I did.
Well, you know, just like you told everybody, don't be, you know, subject to the tyranny of Valentine's Day. Since when did you listen to doctors? You don't listen to doctors ever.
I listen to doctors. Their advice is the same as mine.
You know what? I knew that was coming. All right. I won't keep you guys. Have a good weekend. You fired up about shooting tomorrow?
Right.
Tina, are you a pretty good shot?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Michael.
Yeah, she's a pretty good shot.
Pretty good shot. Now, did you grow up with guns, Tina? You're a Laguna Beach girl, right?
Yes. Well, I was born in Laguna Beach, but I grew up in San Amos.
Oh, so I was going to say, no guns in Laguna Beach, but plenty of guns in Santa Ana.
Yeah, but I grew up right by South Pacifica, so.
Oh, you did?
We didn't. Yeah.
She didn't grow up with guns, though.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with guns.
I live right next to South Coast Plaza.
Where do you live?
That means we're homies.
Where do you live?
I live on the west side of South Coast Plaza, just on the other side of the 405 in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, but where? What's the main cross streets? I lived off of I lived off of MacArthur and Flower.
Oh, that's not far. I live off of, let's see, Fairview and Adams.
Oh, okay. You live closer to the beach.
Yeah, over by Orange Coast College.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah.
You live by the dealership.
What dealership?
The car dealership.
No, there's no...
Over that way? No. Oh, that's off Harbor.
That's off Harbor, yeah. That's all right. It's been a while since you've been here. We'll cut you a husk. But now that I know we're homies, it's all good. It's all good. All right.
Oh, so you like me now.
Well, you've always been a bit of a riddle, right? It's like, so, I mean, Mike's really interesting, but, like, who's in love with him? She's got to be really interesting. But he always keeps you away from us. So, yeah, it's like, okay, Gunner's kind of an interesting guy. What's the woman who's in love with him like? She's got to be really interesting.
You know what? I'm a behind the person type of person. I don't like being in the spotlight. I don't like having attention put on me. I like being in the background.
Well, that's good because Mike's kind of like that too, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it works. Holy smoke. Exactly. Yeah, Mike doesn't.
Right, because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to compete with me for attention.
Oh, that's so nice. You gladly give it to him. But, I mean, come on, wherever you go with him, you're the center of attention because he is wherever he goes.
No, I just kind of walk away.
And that's you know what? And that's accurate, too. It's like, hey, where's Tina? She's around here someplace. Why isn't she over here? I don't know. She's over there. Okay. All right. All right. Well, look, you guys have a great lunch. Thank you for the Valentine Day advice. Everybody should take note of that.
Yeah.
And how many years have you been married?
It'll be 24 this year.
Yep.
Wow. Well, there you go. It works. All right. Have a great lunch, guys.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
There you go.
Bye.
That's the Musselman family. We love them. Natives of Texas. Not really, but we'll say it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. The Gunner and his wife. I love that. Remember when he brought his sister back on? That was hilarious. And they were busting on his mom's cooking? Yeah, that's bad. All right, more of All Marine Radio coming up next on our way to finish things up here on a Friday edition.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you, the Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum, it's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug, scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. This song motivates me. I'm not going to lie to you. And I've heard it on, like, I don't know. I've heard it on hockey games as they, you know, their kind of intro into the segment. Right? Heard it on football games. NFL college. Yeah. And then my daughter said, hey, Dad, song's awesome. I said, yeah, it is. She goes, you like it? I said, yeah, I like it. She said, why? I said, it makes me think good. It makes me think happy thoughts. She said, well, that's good. So she says, it makes you think happy thoughts? I said, yes. She said, well, like, what's it make you think? I said, it makes me think of sending bad guys to the water park, which is kind of our little phrase for killing them. She said, really? I said, yeah. The thunder. I said, I don't know if it's the drums in it or what. You know, I'll tell you another thing. I'm not sure. I should know the answer to this, but I don't. YouTube audio is better for some reason. I don't. And again, I don't know why. I don't know what format it's in. But when you hear, like, I played a little cut of that Ed Sheeran. Andrea Bocelli thing. It sounds better on YouTube. And I don't really understand why. Hold on. Why is YouTube audio better? But I would tell you, as somebody who makes their living, the professionally stuff done on YouTube, to me, is amazing. Is absolutely amazing. Anyway, that'll do it. This program will repeat itself momentarily, so I would encourage you to to listen, because it's a pretty decent program today. But a couple text messages. Wow, the gunner wasn't lying. She got in the truck and said exactly what he said. How about that? Yeah. But I think Montana Man's right, and Gunner would be the exception. Everybody else, there's an institutional expectation that you're going to do something, it's going to be... it's going to be impressive. And it ain't a two-way street, so just get your shit together. Look, that may not be the world that you like. It's the world that you're living in. So don't think you're going to re-educate anybody and start on Valentine's Day. Okay? That is a recipe for disaster. Ooh, where did that come from? That's the angry music, yeah. I love this. This bumper is 11 minutes and 20 seconds that I put together. It's just a loop of this for 11 minutes and 20 seconds. Hate music. Time to get your head on right, boys. Let's go do this. I'll tell you what, if you ever want to see something motivating, young Marines, rifle squads, platoons, you know, and it's very, very closely characterized by the first scene in the movie Gladiator. Yeah, kind of. You could feel the camaraderie as they get ready to go fight. But when you're with guys and they're putting on their gear, you know, you see the corporals and sergeants get up and start moving, right? Form everybody up. You hear guys yelling. You know, you hear people saying stuff. And, right, you hear that metal-on-metal sound. Rounds getting stripped out of magazines, going into chambers. Let's do this, boys. Awesome. No, it's honestly, I mean, it's intoxicating. Those young guys, you know, walking where the places they walk and doing what they do, on the rare occasions that I had the opportunity to do that, seeing their courage and the way we do it, awesome. Yeah, so this song was the wrong song. It's not the outro. There's the outro. All right, my thanks today for the chef for coming on. Yeah, Montana Man said the smell of aviation fuel as you head to the Hilo. Yeah, there's certain sounds and, you know, that make your heartbeat. Right? The feel of that hot rotor wash, you know, as you get near it. Right? Walk on, you can't hear shit. Crew chief's in there. Yeah, but it's the group event, right? Get on, put your gear on. And you see this thing happen. It's been pretty timeless. Non-commissioned officers, staff non-commissioned officers, officers going about their business in the preparation of it. Very, very cool. Very cool. So that somebody could get the feel of the thunder. And they do, which is awesome. In our COC, I'm not going to say who, but there was somebody who said that when we killed somebody, that you couldn't cheer. It's unprofessional. It's JV. The quote was, he yelled, that's JV stuff. My comment, what's wrong with JV? This is a varsity. Yeah. Do you think when they blew up a Japanese bunker on Iwo Jima that nobody said a word because it was unprofessional? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Yeah, what is this? This antiseptic war? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, motion. Yeah. So we watch them do all this shit. We medevac our guys, and when we blow their shit away, we can't say. And again, what you're doing is this shot is getting set up. Everybody's got a different part in it, right? People have one eye on the screen. And then you hear some electric words, right? And one of our air officers would say it. And you'll hear the word rifle, right? That means it's the piece of ordnance has come off the rail. A lot of times the camera blurs, right? As the trail obscures the camera a little bit when it leaves the wing, right? And you're like, and then you'll hear him giving up the 12 seconds impact. And then you see it, boom. Like, how do you not cheer for that? Wait, we had a golf tournament? Well, there's no emotion involved in it? Yeah. Trust me, that attempt was very, very quickly, like, done away with. Yeah. The Montana Man says, you hit a group, and then there's one leaker, and you hear this big, yeah, right? And then there's one leaker, and you know, sad. But this goes back to this book I'm reading out of North Vietnam. You want to get in front of the American war machine? Good luck, man. I mean, one guy running with a Cobra gunship chasing him, trying to kill him, right? Or if you have another, you know, a fixed wing piece of ordnance. You know, you're waiting for him to meet up with two other guys, and then you're going to drop it on all three of them. Yeah. My point is that that music and your blood beating, when you're around the incredible young men and women that fight for this country, and you see them, you know, you're with them and they put their shit on, right? And you hear the sounds of it. And you hear, you know, somebody getting yelled at, "Where's so-and-so? Get up here!" And they're laughing and doing their thing. It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah, the business of killing, man. The business of killing. And, you know, most of the guys you hear on this program, I mean, did it for a lot of years, from 2001 to, you know, to the present day. I mean, that's been their business, primarily. You know, they did some other things in between, but then went back. And so, all right, that'll do it. Have a great weekend. On a Friday, All Marine Radio, over and out. This program repeats itself right now, so if you joined us late, don't touch dial. Standing by. Have a great one.